Welcome to your five for the day. It's easy to be optimistic when we're surrounded by supportive friends who are cheering us on and giving us the coveted pats on the back. It's not all that hard to be confident when the bank account is fat and promotions are coming one after another. Smiling from year to year, robust handshakes, and an upbeat attitude are all easy when the marriage is strong, the family is tight, the job is secure, the body is healthy, friends are true, the bills are paid, the car is working, your network is expanding, your investments are growing, and your leisure time is increasing. But where do you turn when a marriage sails into troubled waters, or your dreams for a life partner go up in smoke, or the family is shattered by trouble, or the job goes down the tubes, or illness turns your life upside down, or your friends betray you, or the bills are rising like mountains, but the income is taking a nosedive, or your car engine just seized up? Where do you turn then, when any or all of these sideswipe your life or collide with you head on? When the sky is falling and the roof is caving in and the walls of your life are crumbling, where do you go? King David, under very difficult life circumstances, said, "He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Now that's in Psalm 62. Even though David said God was his rock, did he wonder if he could still be shaken and moved a little during the storms and turbulence of his life? At first he said, "I shall not be greatly shaken." But the more he focused on the Lord and thought of his might, his omniscience, yes, he knows everything, and omnipotence, and he's all-powerful, he concluded, "I shall not be shaken, full stop, not even moving an inch." When all his familiar supports and defences were stripped away, God was still there. God only was his rock. He waited and rested only upon God. If ever David thought he could achieve certain things through his own ingenuity or by his own endeavours, such thinking now was over. In this psalm, he was stripped of all natural and human resources to deliver his expectations. He was looking only to God and him alone to be his rock and strength. In 1845, Ira Sankey, the famous hymn writer, found this poem in a small paper published in London called The Postman. It was said to be a favourite song of the fishermen on the north coast of England, and they were often heard singing it as they approached their harbours in the time of storm. "The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure, whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defence by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fear's alarm, no foe's affright, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm."